Both have the courts looking at what we call the information that's going to be used to give us the ability to get the telephone data that we need to protect us from terrorist attacks. The White House would have the court prejudge the issue, and we would have the court oversee the procedures. We both are in a position that after we get the metadata numbers, no content at all, and give you an example, if a terrorist from Yemen, a safe house in Yemen, is calling the United States, we want to find out who he's calling and whether there's a conspiracy there. And so we clearly have the court reviewing that after the fact. Before the fact, we're a little bit different, but we're still looking at it. We're still negotiating.
That's my point. I mean, that is a clear difference. The president's plan would do it before the fact. You would do it after the fact. You would argue that you can't wait, that the intelligence community needs to move more quickly than to wait for a FISA judge.
Well, that's exactly the point. Our point is we want to give flexibility. If there's an attack that is coming, we want to be able to jump on it right away. We have to learn from 9/11. You know, if we would have had this metadata program, this bulk collection before 9/11, there's a good chance we could have stopped the attack. And the reason is because we didn't know the terrorist was in San Diego coordinating the attack. But yet, because of all the information out there, the public had a concern that the NSA was violating privacy. So that was not the case. There was no indication at all. In fact, I represent NSA. These are good people that go to work every day and care about protecting the people. But notwithstanding that, we've listened and we've changed the concept so the government will no longer hold the bulk data. So there's one small issue left, and that is the issue of whether we give more flexibility before the court gets involved versus after they get involved. And by the way, we're still working with the White House. We need to resolve this. We need to get this bill passed in the House, in the Senate, and have the president sign it so we can protect Americans and yet maintain the privacy that we care so much about in this country.